Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. The Bible gives a different view of age than our culture does today. Today, particularly in the West, we worship youth and spend, it seems like, trillions of dollars to try to prevent even the appearance of aging. The Bible has a different view. The Bible holds up advanced age as a privilege and a blessing. He died in a good old age, an old man and full of years. The word good has a wide range of meaning. Pleasant, agreeable, rich, valuable, excellent. Good in any way you could imagine. A blessing. For the child of God, old age by itself is not something to be dreaded. It is not something to be avoided. Rather, it is to be embraced and enjoyed and used for the good and benefit of others. Yes, they had a part in world civilization, aside from the promised line through Isaac. But think about all of these children and grandchildren that Abraham had in his old age and what he had that he could invest in them. He chose to do that. He had already invested most of what he could in Isaac. Isaac is now off on his own, doing his own thing, and Abraham starts again and trains up another generation of children, investing in them even in his old age. His was a full life. There was a blessing to him. He was an old man and full of years. It was not just one day after another. Abraham lived life to the fullest. He made all his days count for more than momentary pleasure and gratification. Those who live the fullest lives, even in our common way of thinking, are strongly others-minded. Think about the people you know whose lives are truly the fullest. What are their lives filled with? Others, family, friends, doing for others, doing with others. The more others-minded we are, the more days God often gives to us to be a blessing to others. He blesses us, we bless them. It is not a formula. If God decides you do not have many more days, don't blame me. Don't get after me for saying that. But as a general principle, the ones who live the fullest lives and the longest lives are often the ones who are most concerned with doing for others. And I believe there's a connection there. Abraham breathed his last. He died in a good old age and was gathered to his people, and his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him. We do not know where Ishmael was, but his father had sent him away years before. Here at the end of Abraham's life, Ishmael has come back. Remember the circumstances of Ishmael's leaving. What prompted their leaving was Ishmael's harsh treatment of Isaac. Yet here at the end of Abraham's life, any personal animosity that might have existed between Isaac and Ishmael does not prevent them properly honoring their father. They are able, together, to bury Abraham according to his wishes. That is true, even though Abraham was to be buried next to his wife, not his concubine. It was Isaac's mother who was there next to Abraham, not Ishmael's mother. And yet God so orchestrated it that Ishmael and Isaac could both together do the right thing and honor their father's wishes. It is a sign of God's grace that two men who could have been sworn enemies were able to bring Abraham's era to a fitting end. And it really is an end of an era. Abraham had lived this wonderfully long life. He had been the focus of the story, and now that time has come to an end, and we move on to the next era, a new one. It is not only a new generation, it is a new kind of generation. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.